see that this flying thing is imminent. It is going to be arriving any moment. And it looks like nothing so much as what looks like a shadowy dragon form, but it's definitely not a dragon. It more looks like a cloud that's shaped almost like a dragon as this flapping sound comes. It looks like it's going to be there in, you know, basically that whatever you do, it's going to be there a second after you do what you're going to do, if you had to guess.
Does it... I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question.
Verbally.
Appropriately is what I'm trying to figure. Does it seem like it intends to attack?
Hard to tell. It's coming towards your area very swiftly, but you don't know what it's trying to do yet. It's, in fact, other than the sound of the flapping, it's not making any roaring noise or anything like it. And it's also a singular creature, definitely.
It's not making sounds with the intention of terrifying us like the other things that approached us.
It doesn't seem like it, but it's hard to say. It could just be, it's definitely dark, shadowy, and terrifying looking, but hard to say.
All right, I quickly shout to everyone, we need to regroup. Let me try to RP a little bit. Sorry, my fucking brain is mush tonight. We need to regroup. Grab Kallax and get everyone on the other side of this barricade and form up, regroup, pull together. We have more incoming and hope to God that they're on our side. And I just tell the group that's with me to move back towards the elves.
They all start
the dusk
that.
Elves. Okay. And what's the other one? The barbarians.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody pulls back together, I head over to the barbarians to check on Kallax to see if there's any sign of life.
Okay. So you do that. They all do exactly what you said. And now, of course, the others' groups are also noticing. So as they're moving to follow your orders, they're also, especially the Barovians, pointing up and like, in the sky! You know, they're like pointing up at the dark cloud dragon thing. And as they're coming, and then the cloud grows and like, whoosh, and then it... as it sort of envelops your party, immediately then shrinks to the form of what at first looks like a man-sized dragon on the ground, and then as it walks forward, forms from a dragon, shifts and shifts and shifts until it is the face of someone very familiar. And Mordenkainen looks you in the eyes and says, "You've done well here, but you cannot stop him. I will do what I can. Get to Argonvosthold now! Your companions are on their way." And he just does this thing with his hands, and then there's glowing orbs of light. And he's got this, Mason, this, you've seen this look in yourself in the mirror sometimes when you're at your angriest. And this is what he looks like. He looks like he is loaded for bear, and he is like literally striding towards Castle Ravenloft, towards the east as he walks past you. And the Barovians are like all sort of staring at you like, they're like waiting for you to say something, basically.
Outside of decision-making question.
Sure.
Was that part of the plan, or is this a new...
You don't know. The original plan was for Mordenkainen and the rest of them to delay Strahd to the west.
But I don't think we don't think he made it.
Or he did and did the best he could, but now he's back. Who knows?
When we set off the heart alarm.
I don't remember us saying anything about going to Argonvosthold.
Dude, yes.
That's the plan.
The skull?
Yeah, the skull.
That is where we're regrouping?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, then, okay.
Yep.
All right.
That is the destination for everybody.
All right. That's, okay. That's the part I couldn't remember. Cool. All right.
What's up, Trent?
So as he heads off, I
thought the plan was to come back here.
The skull back to Argonvosthold.
The skull has to go back to Argonvosthold. Not that they're regrouping
all of you.
Right. Correct. However, you're doing it though. The point is.
All right. Well, whichever.
Yeah. Exactly. So
everything's going up in flames.
Yeah. No, that's true. That is a good point.
We have wounded.
Skull to Argonvosthold.
I'm almost not okay. So somebody's going back to Argonvosthold. So,
right. So it depends on where you want your troops to. Like, it kind of depends too on what's going to happen you know, next, because yeah.
So, I'm sort of 50-50 right now. Audible. I know I gotta make a decision on this. It's half, do we storm the castle or do we back the fuck off? And
what would Mason do?
Right, what would Mason do?
Have fun storming the castle, but I don't know. Look, here's what I'm gonna say. If Mordenkainen came down in the form of a dragon and had this glowing ball of whatever the hell and said, "Get the F back to F," any of us would F and do it, like, in a heartbeat. That's
and he would
my
say,
th-
get,
my,
he says, get, to, and in fairness, I should have said get back, not get back to Argenvestol, but just get back is what he says. So, like, basically, you go, I'm going to hold him, is what he said. Whatever that means. You can also feel free to ignore him. I mean,
I turn to my, you know, my lieutenants and to my, the captains, dwarves and the barbarians, and I go, "Well, you heard the man. Do we fall back and heal our wounded, or do we dive directly into the gates of hell itself?"
And so you look over to see that the Barovians, that Ismark, who himself is cut and bleeding, although he's not.
And I pulled the people, like the so-called leader of all three that are still alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
the barbarians, it's basically just the barbarians in general, because Kallax was their leader and he's not moving at the moment. The Dusk Elves
is he?
Still...
By the way, I didn't actually did I get a chance to check if he was?
No,
because
you don't
breathing?
Have a chance to do that based on everything else, except to say that even as you look at him cursorily, he doesn't. It doesn't look good. I mean, maybe if you take time now, you can try to see what you can do to save him, but he looks to be in bad shape. The claw of the vampire seemed to pierce him close to the heart.
All right. So, what did anybody? Did any of the remaining soldiers say anything?
Yeah. So, Rionis and the Dusk Elves basically, sort of the Dusk Elves, who look to be mostly unscathed. There's one that looks kind of hurt, but the rest of them seem to be okay. And Rionis basically is silent and looks towards Ismark, who is the leader of the Barovians, who, as I said, were affected. They had a lot of people that they lost here too, and Ismark, sort of panting, says, "We promised to go wherever you did to end this threat, and we will do the same if needed. There may not be other chances, but perhaps," and he shakes his head, he says, "we will follow what you send us to do, whatever that is. Strahd's vengeance will be terrible regardless of what we do."
Can we stabilize him? Can we stabilize Kallax?
And one of the barbarians who is kneeling by Kallax looks up at you and says,
"He looked bad. Has returned to Land of Fathers."
And he kind of looks at the others, and the other barbarians, you know, all look somber, and the one down says,
"He died a good death. Killed one of Strahd's. We will fight for him, as we would have if our leaders lost their lives. We fight then."
And the others sort of nod slowly and grip their axes, you know, blood and cuts all over them, and they sort of stride over to the Barovians, and one of them claps one of the Barovians on the shoulder. The guy almost like falls over, and he says,
"We fight for Kallax and the tribe, and for you."
And he points up at you, Mason.
"This fight is not over. We're not going to lose more people needlessly today. We're going to do as he says. We're going to hope that the people inside the castle have got what they need so that we can regroup and strike as one. I want you to take Kallax, and I want us all to go back. As Mordenkainen said, we will fall back to Argenvostholt. We will regroup and we will wait for the rest to come with the prize that will hopefully bring Strahd to his knees."
So they nod.
"We need to stay strong, but we also need to stay alive. And if Kallax is dead, then he will get a hero's burial." But I will see to it right now if there's anything I can do. And we will not leave him here to die. Get everyone ready to move.
Okay, so they all do that. They nod and begin to do that. And as they do that, we are going to jump back over to Valley, who is on some map that hopefully I'll remember. Was it
same map most of us are on?
Oh God, technically. I think actually you're right. I think now it's just about. I think that's the one. Let's see. Yes, that's the one. Lovely. Okay. All right. Yes. So that brings us over to Valley. And there we go. That brings us over to Valley. What is Valley going to do?
He's pretty comfortable sitting right up here, thanks. He's just going to stay right where he is and observe. Jago's out here, now skull-headed, but it's all good. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The skull-headed Jango waits outside. That leads us to Nero, who at this point seems to be in position, Agatha, or at least you would assume that based on Nero reports to you telepathically that he is ready.
That he's he is ready.
He's in position for whatever you want him to do, if anything.
That's the thing. This is a waiting game.
Okay.
The plan is to have him there if I need him.
Okay, I got you.
Not when I need him.
I got you.
So,
he's just reporting that he is.
Okay, yeah, Agatha sends a little like, I don't know if you can boop a scorpion, but I mentally boop him.
Good work. Keep it up.
Yeah, boop. Good job.
You're doing great.
You're doing great, Nero. You just hang on to Strahd's cloak.
You just keep doing
there.
What you're doing. Okay. All right. That brings us to Strahd himself. So, Strahd is staring down at this gaseous cloud of Weller, who is prepared to dodge at all costs whatever it is that's going to be done here. And so, Strahd, let's see, Strahd, what is Strahd going to do? He cast that. Is he going to attack a rooster? Okay. So let's see. Yeah, I think that might be okay. So what he's gonna do is he looks at again at the sort of swirling gaseous cloud in front of him, and he sort of like narrows his eyes as he kind of looks into it, and he says, I grow tired of these games. And he lifts his hand, and the rumbling that Valley heard on the top before, where the whole thing was, you know, the ground was rumbling, you remember, Jango, I mentioned? That rumbling begins to increase. And suddenly, springing from the floor around you, Weller, are multiple skeletal hands. Now, the hands cannot grab you in your current gaseous form, but you notice that the hands are now beginning to essentially burst from the stairs. So there's, you know, hand. In fact, I'll try to place, if I can, hands across Barovia, so to speak.
Just say hands across the stairway, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so... Ah, yes, this works. Haha. Okay. So, and now let's copy that. And. So that, Agatha, you can see that these hands now are beginning to burst through the stairs. And the stairs around the hands are not crumbling. Like, so this area is fine, and this area here is fine, etc. But the hands are sort of rising up around you, Weller. And so these hands are kind of facing you. And Strahd sort of looks at you, and then essentially he stares at you and then walks around. So he kind of goes this way. till he gets to this part. That's about as far as he can get after having done the first thing that he did. And then he says, Rahadin, you may deal with this one. And then looks upward as if he's going to climb the stairs. And Rahadin strides forward. And we're going to see what Rahadin is going to do, Weller. Okay.
This is what Weller does to Dwarf Strahd's butt.
That's funny. Okay. All right. So, when he closes to within a few feet of you, Weller, you are suddenly made acutely aware of something entering your mind. It starts initially as kind of what sounds like a low hum, just like a... and then louder and louder. And then this shrieking scream of what sounds like the voices of thousands. Screams around you and through you. And you are vaguely aware, as your mind is racked by this pain, of Rahadin saying, in the name of my master, you hear the voices of all those I have killed. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw for me, please, Willer.
Ten.
Okay. That is not going to be
enough.
Wow. The luckiest roll of all time. No, not quite. You take 12 points of psychic damage, Weller. And to be clear, that was on 3d10, so that could have been a lot worse. 12 points of damage as this stuff just sort of racks your mind with just horrible, you know, pain. You are obviously now in big trouble. Pain-wise, anyway. I mean, health-wise. And Rahadin, as he does this, by the way, Weller, you can also note that Rahadin doesn't seem to be, like, grinning, you know, psychopathically. It's this sort of almost fixed expression of... dedication, like, this is what I have to do, is what it feels like. Doesn't look like he's in a trance, but it looks like he's like, I'm following orders. That's how I roll, is what it looks like to you. Okay. That was Strahd and Rahadin. That leads us to Agatha. Would you, by the way, Weller, would you say something to the effect of like, oh, you can't because you can't telepathically communicate. Yeah, you just go, exactly. All right, that's right, same problem, yeah. Okay, so we're not going to know any of that. Except to know that you do, Agatha, I think you definitely heard the whole, like, you would have been able to hear Strahd saying, like, you know, take care of this one. I think you would have heard that because he wasn't trying to keep that. So if you look back down the stairs, you can see Rahadin just, you can see that Weller's, like, cloud is, like, moving around.
Wildly. Okay. I am on this map or am I on the other map? Officially.
I mean, you're technically on both, so...
Oh, great.
If you move closer to Django and Alec, then you'll be out of this map.
I think the first thing I'm gonna do is just gonna drop everything. Like, I drop the cloud, like, anything that I'm concentrating on, just, like...
All right. So Weller emerges so from his gaseousness.
I can be seen.
Okay.
And... I go... Oh, this is gonna be a hot mess.
More of a hot
mess. I'm just trying to think. Yeah. I'm trying to think this through. Like, how do I want to play this round? Because I could take a bonus action and make this happen, and then okay, it's time. Boop! I take a bonus action and I make quickly step happen. Which is going to give me advantage on any dexterity-based checks and increase my speed by 10 feet so that I can just move faster. And as soon as I appear, I run. Oh, I don't have it. I can't put it on myself. That's okay. I'm going to need to do something else anyways.
So you're not doing that or you are?
I am. I run over, waiting on, I guess it's going to be Alec that's going to have to cast it on me. Or maybe I run out the door. Even better. I'm going to put more distance. I run out the door and I go, follow me! You know, like, I was like, let's go! Because I need the strength cast on me. And then when I make it outside, since I'm going to just have to wait it out and bad things are coming, I'm going to heal myself for 20 points out of my special druid pool.
Okay, so you're going to run then up out the door. Okay, so you're basically out where Jango, well, the skull is.
Correct. Yeah, I run outside to where the skull is, knowing that on my I need to... I don't think I can heal and change into my wild shape.
You also need to cast Fly on me, remember?
I don't need to... I'm not casting Fly. I don't have Fly.
Ooh,
who's doing that? I will be a beast that flies.
Yeah. Oh, well, you have the strength bet. I wonder if you can carry both of us.
I thought you had Fly.
I burned my spell on the Misty Step getting over here. That's my last spell of the day. I don't have it otherwise.
You should have let me do that, silly. I have Misty. I have all the steps. Well,
you were not here.
And besides, I may have to go without you.
How could you carry the skull too? Was the thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked Alec to cast the strength spell on me, and then I'll be able to pick it up as the hippogriff and move it. I may just have to do it. I may just have to run it by myself. Okay, that's okay. It doesn't matter. I run outside anyways. That is the plan. I get there. I heal myself for 20 points of health, making it 40, bringing my HP up to 40, and waiting for this strength spell to be cast on me so that I can...
You can transform. I can do it when you transform. Oh, wait, no. If you transform, you still get it. You still keep it, yeah.
Yeah, if I transform. I mean, I just don't think I can heal and... I can't heal and change this turn. I can't do both.
So you're okay. So just go ahead and
just
move
yourself
out.
Just be aware when you transform, you don't start with less health. You start with whatever health the form has and stuff. So
it's true, but I know that I'm gonna end up coming. I guess I'm gonna come out of that form at one point.
Fair enough.
Okay. So go ahead and move yourself out here, then, Agatha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You do that. You hear the follow me thing, and that leads us to Jango, actually, who's up next in the Nalik. Jango, what do you want to do? You're out, you heard Agatha, you see Agatha, like, zip out into the
I'm healing myself.
The courtyard, healing yourself.
Before I take this flight.
Alright, well, the question becomes, this is old, this is 20-something-something. Claims the light load for Hippogriff is up to 300 pounds, medium load 301 to 600, and a heavy load 601 to 900 pounds. But the skull and creature. Myself, or just the skull?
No, the skull and yourself would be medium. The skull's 250. If you're about, I don't know.
And I could dump a lot of crap and just take my weapons with me, yeah.
You're about 200 right now. I'm not that concerned about that, but you're at 450 with the both of you. That would be pushing it for the hippogriff to, you know, I mean, that's
speed
enough.
At which I'm trying to fly.
Right, exactly.
To,
I was going
to
say, exactly. That's enough for the hippogriff to fly normally, but if you want to book it, that's going to be a little hard. Yeah, especially if Alec goes, actually. If it's just you two...
Oh, no, it's just me.
It's just
me and the skull.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably enough, except that it means you're going to have to fly at a normal speed. Not slow, but you'll have to fly at your normal speed.
Strahd's just going to chase me, I know it.
Yeah, but at least I can help fight him off if I'm with you.
Whereas, that's true, I might be able to fly faster and more dexterously without you.
We both hold off. May have to hold off.
Ugh. See, I know that Weller has Fly, but he's not here, unfortunately.
Not yet. You could always catch up with me. That's the other thing. It's like, we just need to get this fucker in the air.
True. Yeah.
Yep. Keeping Strahd from exiting the building is also a plus, because he can't take flight if he's inside the...
Yeah, you're just going to have to go, and we'll just try to hold him.
And you guys can try to, like, meet me in the air, yeah.
Or something. Yep.
Oh, this will be fun.
Okay. Yes, alas, it's the...
Okay, so what was decided? I'm sorry. So Jango,
she,
what are you doing?
Yeah, so as soon as she transforms, you get the strength bonus. Wait, okay, what is that strength bonus, Alec? Sad, what does that spell do, please?
Hey,
can you put it up so you can see it?
I'll get it up.
Yeah. I believe it because doubles my carrying capacity.
Strength, advantage on strength and double carry capacity.
Hey, Trent.
Well, shit, that means that makes that doubles. That was the normal one for Hippogriff. That means it doubled to 1,200 pounds.
Check Zoom chat. Trent, we get a chance.
So if you do that, actually technically you could carry me in that and still be able to move at a normal, even a faster rate. I'm not trying to say I should come with, however, I think I should come with, okay. Because then I'm a turret on your back, able to help defend you against bats and Strahd, whatever. So
I mean, I'm not going to stop you. I just don't want you to slow us down.
I know, but if that actually doubles your carrying rate, it shouldn't even be an issue now, because that becomes a light load, not even a medium load. So we got to get Greg to, we got to get Arv to weigh in on this, and we'll find out.
Okay, so
instead it becomes 6, 12, and 1,800 pounds.
Okay, so, I mean, in that case, then you're dealing with what would be a light load.
Yeah. So I think we've just got a winner. We just got a winner here.
You just got to, yeah, we got to get to the next round. So cast on me. And I can change. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Okay. That is going to lead us to Alec, who now is probably wondering.
I can run out. I'm like, oh, all right. Kind of run out.
Okay.
And cast enhanced ability strength, full strength on Agatha. Okay. And I go, Westwella.
Oh. I point inside.
You left him?
Left him?
He left us! He left us!
We have to get the skull to Argenvoss Hall. That is the goal.
He was in a gaseous form the last time I checked. Probably no longer. He was trying to get through the fire. I helped him. I remind you.
Just get the skull out of here. I'll figure out something, and I'll kind of like just assume Jenga's gonna. You're carrying it. You're not actually like roping it up or anything like that.
No, I'm gonna grab it with my talons, and it will be lifted in the air, and we will move it. Probably.
Yeah, I should be able to do
through
that.
The eye holes. Fortunately,
and then I'll be on top, so that should work out pretty well.
I'm gonna cast the bull strength. And the rest of my movement, I'm actually going to duck over here and just wait.
Clothesline Strahd, please.
So
he goes through that door.
Okay.
So I'll say, if you can somehow distract, if they're coming up the stairs, somehow get their attention, and I can get to Weller. Just do something.
Like a hippogriff.
Run.
We are leaving as soon as she's ready.
I just say that and I just book it over there.
Okay, well, that's my reply.
Go behind that part of the castle bit.
Oh, yes.
I imagine that, like I said, the hippogriff will be enough for that distraction.
Okay. The really exciting rest of the courtyard that you can see out here.
Wow, lovely.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, there's...
Hey, Arendelle, I am not a zombie. Thank you very much. That is insulting. Jeez.
Hippogriff for the dragon
it's
skull
also
and
insulting
zombie
to zombies. So.
Exactly.
It's just another Saturday in Barovia.
Mindless, blathering, limb-dropping creatures. Please.
Okay. So, that's what you see.
He's too classy for that.
That's right.
Okay.
I get blown up. That's a different story.
Have you ever tried to sew a zombie back together? It's
okay.
Hideous.
It is an amazing sight. 100% live sewing, it sure is. Okay, so that's Alec is doing that. Alec, I'm sorry, just to be clear, are you waiting for someone to appear?
I'm basically hiding behind there.
Okay.
And I'm just going to keep an eye out. If Strahd or anyone like comes out the door and gets distracted, I can like dart through the door.
Okay.
So that'll be my next, it depends on what happens next turn.
Okay.
I'll figure out something.
I've just been talking.
But I have to keep my concentration on the spell because if I get hit, I'm in trouble. I have to do concentration checks, so that's why I'm staying away.
Yeah. Okay. And there's no range on that for you, right?
No. As long as you cast it and then you can just leave it.
That's what I figured. Okay.
So they've got an hour.
All right. Sounds good. That brings us down to Weller, who right now is down on this level here, and has now appeared. In front of Rahadin, Strahd is, apparently making his way upstairs, so this seems to be not paying attention now.
Give it to Strahd, he's a master of delegation.
Yes, so you are now facing Rahadin, Weller. And Strahd is not paying attention to you, as is it.
Yeah. So since Strahd is just making his way downtown, or uptown, I guess,
right.
in this case. Weller's just going to kind of look at Rahadin and say,
just one moment.
And he just, without even looking at Strahd, just telekinetic slams Strahd back down the stairs toward this room.
Ooh, does he really? Let's see if that happens. There's a saving throw associated with this, I believe.
Nope.
He just does it?
I believe so. Let me double check.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me see that again. Wow.
It seems like he does do that.
This is a badass visual if that's the case. I have not said goodbye. I have not dismissed you yet.
Skull hand on the ground, I guess.
You surprise an enemy with an unstoppable telekinetic impact. Choose one creature within range. It takes force damage equivalent to bleh, which was that, and then gets pushed 10 feet in the direction I choose.
That's an auto hit.
Yeah. All right, then. So you do that. Strahd is knocked off his feet and brought back, and actually is caught by one of the skeletal hands. So it actually kind of grabs him like this. And he stands, you know, from that position, just like doesn't move towards you yet, obviously, but just sort of stands and faces you and his, get out of the way, him, and his eyes blaze in fury.
We're helping hands.
Okay, Weller. You've got, so you did that. You've got one.
See if I've got a bonus action here.
Oh, hit him again.
And a move.
Hit him again.
Yes. Reference is always great. Thank you very much. I'll take that under advisement. Hit it again.
I don't think I have a bonus action that I...
Oh, after all that setup, Trent, come on, don't break our hearts.
Well, I was only thinking of, you know, this part.
I didn't think that far ahead. I just was going to get back here.
Exactly.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
It is extraordinarily unlikely that I will survive this next round, but I'm going to go ahead and cast Staggering Smite on myself.
Okay.
So that, wait, no, I have to cast it on a weapon, don't I?
Yes.
You got your telekinetic staff, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have it. I would have to summon the staff.
Conjure
and then
it. Yeah.
So it'd take you two rounds because it's an action for the telekinetic staff, right? Yeah.
So,
okay.
Just vicious mockery and the death.
That wasn't me. That was Little Weller.
That's true. Yeah. I know. Sorry, didn't mean to bring up painful memories. I'm sorry.
If you die, somebody can smash the bottle.
He has the bottle.
Yeah, I promise. He's got the bottle.
Oops.
Okay. Top of the round.
Whoopsie.
Top of the round. We have because you're not moving.
Weller,
are you? Weller,
you want to try to move? Yeah.
Technically, you have a move. Still available.
I mean, you know.
I mean, even if I move diagonally between Strahd and the hand so that, no, because, see, that would be 1, 2, 3 opportunity attacks on Weller.
Right, you could withdraw, you could disengage one square.
That's an action.
You could shift.
But it's a move, you could shift.
It's a movement thing, yeah.
Yeah. You could shift, but you'd only, but it would only get you 5 feet.
Disengage is an action. I can't do that.
You get, it's a move action. You can't move any further than that, but you can disengage as a move action. Absolutely. You would disengage to here. Is my point. That would save you from one opportunity attack. It just doesn't get you very far. If you were to move, then yes, you'll get all the opportunity attacks you just talked about. If you disengage to here, just one square is all you can move, but it would mean you wouldn't suffer an attack of opportunity this turn anyway.
Disengage. If you take the disengage action, your movement doesn't provoke opportunity attacks for the rest of the turn.
Right. Disengage is a move action.
That's what it says. Yep.
Okay. Then.
I guess you could disengage the other way. You just be like, I'm just going to run back to the bone room.
Right.
And I'm going to live here forever. This is where I live now.
I've got all this calcium.
Yeah,
I've heard you need a cook.
Your last one exploded by your hand.
My lord, I brought you back to talk about food opportunities. Franchising, have you?
I know that you have rather specific dietary needs.
Have you heard of mixed straws?
The beyond straws.
You heard the good news about vegans.
They're delicious.
Mixed straws sound terrible, by the way.
Yes, they do.
It's like, here's a burger made out of rotted beef. Let's go.
Blood. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, always rare.
How bloody do you like it? Still breathing.
Good, that's all we make. That's okay. All we serve.
No, in all seriousness, we want you to.
I will find. I will take my disengage action, and I shall move here.
Okay. The hand, by the way, is like stays within its square, but it's like bleh, like he's got like moving like this at you. Yeah, exactly. And Strahd is just like literally standing, you know, now sort of like in that square. All right,
find
we will see what happens.
It's a little bit slippery here.
He does not look happy. That's going to bring us back up to Mason. I'm sorry. I take that back. It's back to Mason's troops first.
Speaking of which, I have no idea how much time has passed. Am I still in?
It's been 83 years.
It's been 83 years.
How long is it? Another personal question.
I'm just trying to figure out how much health I'm supposed to add back. I think it's been two rounds.
No, I did it two rounds ago. You did it for you. So I would say it's one round, which would be 4 points a round, right? So you'd be up to 71 now. Because you were at 63. We remembered it last round. That's 67. And so...
It was a round before that.
Right.
We did not do it when Kallax
didn't do it this
died.
Last. We didn't do it this last round.
Right. So there would be the last round and this round.
No, we've had... This is the third round now. You've had two rounds of healing. And one round of healing we forgot. This is the third total round.
So, wait, start, okay,
the
sure.
The third
whatever.
Total round, you got healed once, right? So
it doesn't matter, it's gonna, it. We're not, yeah, it's fine. So 71 then?
71.
Okay.
And you will be-
I thought there was one extra
No, you're gonna be healed, because, I mean, you're gonna be healed at the end of this thing. Actually, is the beginning of your turn or the end of your turn?
I'm sorry, no, the last round was not actually my round, that was all the other people's
right,
round.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm remembering wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Speaking of
so,
which,
awesome.
Speaking of those other people, I should mention that it's their turn now. So they are, yes. You know, moving themselves in a position. They're basically now waiting for, they heard you about like kind of move, getting ready to move. And they all look like they're ready to move, more or less.
Yeah,
there's
as soon
a couple
as they're ready to move,
who,
we're moving. Yeah.
They all basically have Kallax ready to get on their shoulders, depending on if you want to like check him as you move or like, you know, it depends on how you want to handle it, basically, Mason.
I guess I didn't get an opportunity the last time to check if he's okay, did I?
You just alive. Got over to him. You would have to do that this round if you wanted to.
I definitely want to do that, but once I do that, we need to move.
Okay, so if you want, you can just drop your troops right behind you, like so in the turn order. So in other words, you would then check it and then say move, and then they move right after you. So it means they're just, do you understand what I'm saying? They just basically drop one spot. So they will move after you go from now on.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So they will not go. You will go. Now you're the whole 71, the healing, whatever. So now it's your turn. Now you're going to check him.
Yes.
So, okay. So I would say to check him, you're going to need to do a medicine check before you move. As you said, you're going to check him and then
that's
move.
Fine.
So medicine.
Right. I'll take that, 25.
Yeah. It's pretty clear to you, Mason, that Kallax is probably beyond saving. Could he be raised from the dead or resurrected? Possibly. But he is more than unconscious. He's dead. The wounds that were inflicted by the spawn were severe. In fairness to him, his axe cleaved basically from the collarbone all the way through the center of her chest. So she's real, real dead. But... he was also killed in the action. He was already pretty hurt when she laid that on him.
Is there anything left of the creature on the ground?
Yes.
Aside from the cleaving?
Yes, it's sort of in parts, kind of, or at least one part of its body is almost disconnected from the other part. Yes.
Considering how furious I am,
yeah,
that Kallax is dead, I take the stun sword and I just slice her damn head off.
It
directly from whatever's
off.
Left of her body.
Yep.
And I just say, we move!
Okay. And the barbarians kind of lift his body, his, you know, his arms back, right, as his axe on the ground, as you head off, the Dusk Elves kind of fall in behind you, and you start moving this way. So, let's see. I would say you can probably get about here-ish, I would say.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have you and all, as you move yourself, like, here's you, but as you move yourself, I'm going to have the troops basically falling in behind you, more or less.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. One last ride. Exactly.
Are we right still now. In initiative?
Still in initiative, yeah. Have to be, because right. The other situation has not changed yet. Okay, so that's you. And then at the end of the round, you heal, yes? Is that what it is? The end of your, not the round, the end of your turn, or at the beginning of your turn?
When I take my turn.
Okay,
I
so then you would get four heal. More at the beginning of this turn. So now you're at right. 75.
Okay, cool.
All right, and now it is Valley's turn. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. I'll move you back over there.
I mean, just to unconfuse things, it doesn't matter whether I do it at the start or at the end of my turn. It's just on my turn, I gain back that amount.
Okay, well, so. Yeah, that's fine. So,
Sure, in combat, it doesn't actually make a difference if you get at the beginning or the end.
So. I don't think, I'll double check if it clarifies that, but I don't think it does. So, okay, I'll double check it.
Oh boy, I hope it's three. I think it's three. Is it three? It's three.
Big maps, no whammies.
I remember. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's time for Valley to rejoin. Well, he's gonna wait till he gets the skull off him, because he has nowhere really to land at this point. He's just gonna hang here for another round. I mean, you can always okay. follow them out when they're flying. It's not a big deal. So, because he goes before them anyways. So okay. Yeah, he'll just stay where he is.
Okay. Nero is gonna do what he's doing, just hanging out there, Agatha. Okay. All right, it's Strahd's turn.
It is at the start of the turn, so I will try to remember to do it at the beginning of my turn before I do anything else.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. That is an interesting note that I received. Okay.